morning, if you want to tag what I'm talking about, it's called all in. All in. I'm all in. Every part of me. Not a single part is going to be left out. All in. John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. And then I also read another scripture. Exodus chapter 10, 24 to 26. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Nike, just do it. Verse 6 says, "And now there were six water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purification of Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, 'Fill the water pots with water.' And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, 'Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast.' And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom." Verse 10. "And he said to him, 'Every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guests are well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.'" And verse 11 says, "This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Exodus chapter 10, verse 24 to 26. Exodus 10, 24 to 26. The Bible says, "Then Pharaoh called Moses and said, 'Go, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you.'" 25. "But Moses said, 'You must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.'" And verse 26. "Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we'll arrive there." All in. The story in John chapter 2, we walked it a little bit last week. And we said that it is always good to involve God. It is always good to invite Jesus. It is one thing to inform Jesus about what is going on. It's another thing to involve him. And in life, you want to always involve God, even in the things that you think you know how to do. One of the challenges people have is that they like to live life on some levels where they think that there are something that they got. "I got that one. I know about that one. I know about that one." And that's why some people, why they don't pray. Because it feels like there is no threat. There is nothing pushing them to pray, because life is normal. But let me tell you the truth. By default, life is not normal. What you think is normal is abnormal. So that is why your normalcy should be, "I always involve God." And I don't know that you are involving God if you are not involving him in prayer, in an active way, in a way that looks like you don't know how to do it, in a way that makes him understand that you have put all the power to do on him. It's not that you will be lazy. You will do all that you will need to do, but you will still pray as if you have not done all that you need to do. Because when you involve God, miracles happen. Even in places where miracles don't need to happen, miracles happen there. But you see, I don't want to go over what I said last week. The messages are on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel and listen to the message. What I want to talk about this morning is I want to just look at the scenario that happened in John chapter 2 and kind of flip it a little bit and wonder and think and ask questions that if they had missed some things, could they have still gotten the miracle? If there were some things that were absent, could they have still come on top as to having water turned to wine? If they didn't pay attention to some things, could they have messed up? I believe they could have messed it up. I believe that they could have messed things up, because the way things played out there, it looks funny. First of all, Jesus tells them, or Mary first told them, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Now, you don't know this Jesus. You people are not here to receive orders from one Jesus. And then this so-called Jesus, who seemingly was reluctant to his mother and had told his mother, we don't know what he knows how to do, but he has told his mother, look, this is not the time to do what I know how to do. So you are thinking to yourself, just like me, I will be thinking to myself that, look, number one, we are looking for wine. This one that you are having a conversation with your son, and your son, you are having a family crisis and family issue and family tantrums and all of that kind of thing going on. We don't want to be part of this thing. We will excuse ourselves from this your family thing. Mary, Jesus, solve your problem yourself. But Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, and apparently Mary left the conversation and Mary left the place, because the Bible said, Jesus now told them, fill the water pots. Now, you want wine and they say water. You know that they both start with W, but you know that they are not the same thing. It is water we want. It is wine we want. What? Which one is water and wine? Which one is this thing that does not look like it? How will I use this thing that doesn't look like it to get to where it is? So you can imagine the things that is going on in their head. And then after Jesus says, fill the water pot, it didn't even come there. Maybe they have heard of stories in the Bible. Maybe they have read about Elijah. When they told him that, man of God, the water is bitter. And he brought a cruse of salt and went to the water and made contact. But Jesus is not making contact with this water. He's telling them and giving them instructions and telling them, fill the water pot. After you have filled the water pot, then now take it. The first stupidity is number one. This second level, your mom told you to do something, you were reluctant. Now, you, instead of you to take it against your mom, you now want to embarrass us and tell us to take water and go and give to the master of ceremony. And sometimes, you know, some of these master of ceremonies, especially if they are comedians, it's like once you have paid them, you paid them to insult you. Because some of them, they just came for you and they're just going to say anything that they feel like saying. So imagine them carrying water and saying, excuse me, sir, you see that man there? The one that is dressed funny, the one that is just looking funny, he said we should give you this. And the guy is like, people have been complaining, there's no way. What are you giving me in the cup? What's this? He said we should give you. What should I do with it? He said you should taste it. Do you understand? And then this guy tasted it and said, what in the world is this? It was better than the beginning. The reason they were able to get to their best is this, or one of this, that I want to talk about this morning. They insisted. They went all in. They did not stop halfway. They did not stop midway. Let me tell you this. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 40. The Bible says, God has reserved better things for us. Can somebody say it with conviction? Say, God has reserved. You can say it better. Say, God has reserved better things for me in the year 2022. So you need to start from there, that God has reserved better things for you. So because the Bible said in that scripture that men start with the best, and there is a law called the law of diminishing returns. It happens with men, but ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to God, it is the law of appreciating returns. It is the law that we find in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. It is not the law of diminishing returns, it is the law of appreciating returns. It means that the path of the righteous is like a shining light. So if you saw me yesterday, yesterday is not my best. You could have seen me yesterday and you are like, wow, look at you yesterday. You got this, you got that, you did this, you did that. But ladies and gentlemen, if I am in today and I'm seeing tomorrow, I can tell you for free that today will be better than yesterday. And tomorrow will be my best days. So my best days are not behind. I will not be like those people that say good old days. I will be saying there is a better new day. I know that yesterday was good. And I thank God for yesterday that was good. But I serve a God who will break his own good record. If he did good yesterday, he will do good today. Because he is God by himself. And he can do good all by himself. If you thought you saw God in a big way yesterday, wait for him today and tomorrow. Wait for him today and tomorrow. So with men, there is law of depreciating, diminishing returns. But with God, there's law of advancement. There's law of increase. There's law of going forward. So you need to understand that God has reserved the best in your future. But you see this, you have a price to pay. There is something you have to do. You have to be part of what God wants to do. The Bible speaking in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. It says, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So that means the good of the land is not only because God has made it available, you have to be willing. And I want to show you this morning how that your willingness can play out. Your willingness can play out when you live with conviction and you go all in. You will not stop midway. You will not compromise. There is something that is happening to our generation. Our generation has become a generation of compromise. We are neither there nor here. We want to be in the middle. Everybody is always very, very careful. I don't want to call it black or white. I will have to call it gray. We want to always toe the middle line. You want everybody to be happy. You want everybody to feel good. But let me tell you the truth. If you want to really do something with your life, you cannot be in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, God prefers to be cold or hot. He doesn't like in-betweens. There are too many people living their life like in-betweens. You come to church, you raise holy hands, but you are not living like God. You are not manifesting that in the world. You are more like, we know you that you attend church, but the attendance is not showing on Monday to Saturday. God is saying this morning, if it has to do with enjoying the best, it has to be all in. We cannot compromise. We cannot say, well, Jesus, we know you want to turn water to wine. You said we should fill the pot. We will fill the pot. But to take the cup to the master of ceremony, no, sir. We are not going to take it. Do you know that the miracle happened when it got into the hand of the master of ceremony? It was not in the pot. If they didn't take that water to that man as water, water will remain water. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason water has remained water for too many people is that we have done half of what he said. We have not done all that he said. And this morning, he's calling you and telling you and I, you need to go all in. You cannot afford to be living a compromise. What is compromise? Compromise is living and being tossed to and fro. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, the Bible says, we no longer be children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. There are some people, if they watch somebody on YouTube before they come to this church this morning, everything that they believe before today, they will leave there. Because that means somebody on YouTube said all pastors are thieves. So the pastor I'm going to see next is a thief too. Somebody on YouTube said these tight things, you know, so many people are living life without convictions. And in this end time, if there is anything that is going to make you enjoy the best of God, you and I need to not be people of compromise, but people of conviction. There was something that made Abraham to get what God told him that he was going to get. The Bible said he was fully persuaded. The opposite of to and fro that we see in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14 is to be fully persuaded, is to come to a place where you believe the word of God for the word of God. You don't believe it because you have seen anything per se, but you just believe it for the word of God. There are too many people, if they don't see what the word of God says, they believe that the word of God is not true. They will not start questioning God. And so, God, I've been serving you. I've been... And it is happening more and more. So many people say, I'm not even doing that church thing again. What happened? I asked God for so and so, so and so and so, and it didn't happen. And you're wondering that. Do you really understand that? His word is good enough. His word is sure enough. The Bible calls it a very more sure word of prophecy. That means that if somebody prophesied to you and say, I see, and you read it in the Bible, what that person says, I see. Even if he has seen yesterday and he told you and it was true, what you read in the Bible is surer than that, I see. If you hold on to what is written in the Bible, the person that says, I see, he will see what they see, see. But you will see what the Bible says you see, because you are holding on to the word. The Bible speaking in Romans chapter 4 verse 12, verse 21. Romans chapter 4 verse 21. He says, Abraham was fully persuaded. That's what the King James says. This version says, was fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Now, understand this context of this statement. Abraham was told by God at 75, I will give you a son by your wife Sarah. And this thing is being written around when he was in the 90s. And the Bible said he was fully convinced. He was fully persuaded. Even though Isaac had not come, he was too sure that God rather die than he would not fulfill his word. That is how to make God do his word. You go all in. You go all in with God. You get to a place where you are fully persuaded. You say the word of God will show up. The word of God will come to pass. If he has said it, he will fulfill it. He's not a man that he should lie. You are all in. I'm fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. I'm fully in. I'm fully, what God says is what I believe, and I will follow God all the way. I will obey all the instructions. I won't compromise. I won't do one part and leave the other part. Everything it says to you to do, do it. The key to everything that was happening in that John chapter 2 is John chapter 2 verse 5. It says, whatsoever it says to you, do it. That means complete all the instructions. Don't do it halfway. Don't choose cherry picking. Don't choose the one that you are going to do. I mean, many times when it comes to the things of God, people have chosen the one they want to do. They have chosen the one that is more available. They have chosen the one that is more popular. They have chosen the one that is more comfortable. In fact, the reason many people are not convinced, number one, is because of the crowd, the popularity of it. Is because of the trend. Why are people not living convinced life? Why is it that there is a lot of compromise? There is a lot of crowd issues going on. Even Abraham that we read about in this Romans chapter 4 and verse 21, the Bible said, before we got to Romans chapter 4 verse 21, he had already made a mistake. He had already also compromised. For the mercy of God that said, well, this guy, you will spoil what we are about to do. He had gone to do something in the flesh and he already had Ishmael. Ishmael was not the option. Was not the promise. Ishmael was a fleshly carnal response to help God to do what God had said he was going to do. And how? Why did he go the Ishmael route? It was a suggestion. It was a crowd issue. It was what happens on social media. On social media, they were saying, it's not that bad. You know that? It's not really like that. You are taking it too serious. It's not that literal. That's not what the Bible is saying. Let me tell you the truth. The language of compromise is this. It does not matter. That was the same word that the devil used for Eve. Did God really say so? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? Who will know? Who will know? God will know. God is in the details. God is in the details. If they did not do every instruction, they would not see what he wanted to see. The reason why why we are not seeing what he has said we will see is not because he doesn't want to show up. It's because we have not followed the pattern. We have not followed the code. It's like a computer program. If you supply the code and everything is complete, the program will run. If everything is not complete, there will be error. And that's why some people are getting error. Because why? There is a crowd suggestion. There is something that is popular on social media. This is how they are doing it now. This is modern day. This is 2022. Oh, do you believe that thing that the Bible says? Let me tell you the truth. The Bible is true, and it is true literally. Can somebody say amen? Because sometimes, in the name of compromise, people have read meanings into it. Well, if the Bible says don't lie, it does not mean, well, not really lie. It's just saying that don't tell something to people that will hurt them. If you are telling a lie or just using wisdom, when you are using wisdom, so that with wisdom, in this world we just have to be wise. A lie is a lie. Black is black. White is white. If God says it, then we believe him like that. We hold him like that. We hold on to it like that. I know that sometimes, I was listening to Daddy Gio during this weekend at the Holy Ghost Congress. And by the way, if you didn't listen, go on YouTube, search RCCG, and find all the messages. Awesome ministrations. And he was saying something. He was talking about some young people in an event. I was at that event too. And they were suggesting that, well, we need to change how we do church. And I believe we need to work on our methods. But can I tell you the truth? The message has to stay the same. It is Jesus and Jesus only. Hebrews 13 verse 8 is always true. Jesus Christ the same what? Yesterday and today and forever. Our methods can change. I mean, Daddy Gio will stand in front of this place. But you see me, I'm walking about all over the place now and all that kind of thing. It's the same message. But we are using different method. So you need to understand that when it comes to God, you have to believe him and hold on to what he says rather than what people say. We will obey God rather than men. We will obey God rather than the crowd. We will not follow what is trendy. No. We will follow what is godly. We will not follow the crowd. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 24. This is why Saul failed. This is why Saul failed. The Bible says, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. This is the classic way for people to fail. When you let the voice of the people be greater than the voice of God. I know sometimes some people will say the voice of people is the voice of God. It's not true. The voice of God can be a lone voice. The voice of God can be countercultural. The voice of God can be completely different. The voice of God can be 10 people will say yes, we cannot go there, and 2 people will say no, we are able to go there, and the minority will be better than the majority. So God is not a majority vote person. That's democracy. Theocracy is God vote. Only him is right by himself. He does not need any other person to join his vote. So we are not saying, okay, what do you think about this thing that God said? No, that's not how it works. Did you know that if they were voting about what Jesus said in John chapter 2, they will see water. And water will turn to what? More water. When they carry it to the master of the feast, the only thing that would have changed would be the temperature. So it will be colder water, and the guy will drink it, will feel so angry, say, you people, and he will now use them as specimen in his jokes. So people will be laughing, they will forget that they've not drank water, because he will use them as specimens. Say, look at these people, they brought water and they are saying it's wine. Is this wine? It's just water. If they are failed in the process of the instruction, maybe because somebody other than Jesus comes to tell them and say, no, don't take the water to him. What I think you should do is this. You see that table? There's wine there. Just add it to the water. You know that's the end of the miracle. They have compromised. They have messed it up. And that's what many of us are doing. We're not going all the way. And God is saying go all the way. Don't just do God in some areas. Let God be all the way.
Don't just do God. The reason why we are not getting the result is because we have compartmentalized God. God is like boxed into church. You don't take God home. You are not living the things that you are hearing that God is telling you in church. Behave it to your children. Do it with your wife. Do it with your boss. Do it with everyone around you, because God does not want to be just a Sunday affair. You are not a Christian only on Sundays. You are a Christian every day. Anybody that is not a Christian every day is not a Christian at all. Because if you are only Christian on some days, you are not Christian at all. It's a lie. The Bible is speaking in John chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. Any sonship is always sonship. I am the son of my father. My father lives in Africa. I am his son now that I'm in America. When I was his son, when I was in Africa, I didn't change from being his son because I changed geography. Some people change geography and then they are now living like another person's son. If God is your father, you can't listen to the crowd. Some of the crowd will say, well, this whole church thing, don't mind them, don't go to church. In fact, now let's do church online. I don't have a problem with church online. I don't have. But the word of God said it long before COVID came. Hebrews chapter 10, 25. It says, do not forsake the assembling together of the people. Let me tell you the truth. And because I stand on this place, I can tell you, there are things that happen to me in this place when you are here that doesn't happen when you are not here. Because you also bring some things. You also bring grace. You also bring... I mean, sometimes you have seen us minister here before. We will want to stop the music. We want to stop the singing. And there will be some kind of eruption going up from within us. Not necessarily on a personal level, but from a corporate level. There is something called corporate anointing. You can't get it only by yourself. People will tell you the church is not the building. It's true. But the church is not one human being. You alone in your living room, you are not the church. It is when you come among the people that you are the church. You know, we talked about brethren and sisters the other time. Brethren is not one human being. Many people, brothers, sisters, you cannot go with the crowd. No, you cannot go with the crowd. The crowd is not usually right. Why is it that people compromise? Why is it that people don't go all in? Because of the crowd. Why is it that people don't go all in? Because of comfort. Many times, I always feel it seems that an inferior thing will be supplied before the ultimate thing. It feels like life, sometimes we want to see how much we want what God originally promised us, and he will give us something small, just like he did to Abraham. Life gave Abraham Ishmael, but thank God for the mercy of God. Ishmael was not the ultimate. If Ishmael was the only thing that happened, you won't be talking about Abraham today. The reason why you are talking about Abraham is that after 19, a man of 99 years gave birth to a child. Aye. Because he was a child of promise that God had promised him. So why is it that people don't go all the way? Comfort. The comfort of what I know. The comfort of what we, this place is okay now. Why are we trying to stretch forward? Why do we want something else? Why do we want to move? Why is it, Pastor, is that saying that maybe we are still going to soon leave this building? We want comfort, but let me tell you the truth. As Jesus lived, we are moving. We will move. I will tell you. But I'm getting myself there. But as soon as I get sick now, I'll tell you. But we will move. Hey, we have not filled this place. If we waited to fill that other place, COVID would have caught us there. And if COVID cost us in 5933, some of you will not meet us, because that COVID will take us away. Because in that 5933, you will not show up in that building. You know that now. Even when there was no COVID, that place was dingy. I still drive past it once in a while. In fact, yesterday when I was living here, I came for this rehearsal with the children, and on my way, Google made me to pass around that area, and I was still thanking God that blessed be God that moves his people so that we don't stop. But usually people want to stop. But I want to tell you, this is not your rest. Don't rest on small. Don't rest on mediocrity. Let me tell you, people that excel are people that say no to the good. They say no even to the better, so that they can get the best. Because usually those ones will come. The good will come. The better will come.
Just like in the story of Joseph. Joseph could have ended everything in Potiphar's house and used some of the words that some of us use. I say, it's wisdom. After all, I'm going to get my papers. I know from the pastor, why are you going there? I have to tell you the truth. The Bible said, Joseph said, how can I do this thing and sin against God? Let me tell you, the only audience you and I need is the audience of one. It's God. It's not the crowd. It's not even our flesh, our comfort. Because many of the times our comfort will want to make us negotiate and stay in the middle lane. Look at what Paul said. He said, look, the reason why I accomplished so much, the reason why I got the best, was that I did not compromise, was that I went all in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, the Bible says, this is Paul speaking. He said, I put my body under. Ladies and gentlemen, 2023 is coming. The reason some of us are not going to hit our goals and some of the things that we know God wants us to do in 2023 is because we don't know how to say no to comfort. We soon slip it. We soon say, well, just a little bite, just a little sleep, just a little this, just a little that. And the same thing that you have said that you are going to do, you will not be able to do it again. Comfort. The Apostle Paul said there. He said, but I keep my body under. You see, some people have believed that because we are under grace and not under the law, we don't have to do anything to our body. And I tell you the truth, your body is not born again. I'm telling you, even if you like old Mike, your body is not born again. Your eyes are not born again. You go and just open any website, you look at anything, you partake in anything. After a while, you become what you are looking at. That's why Paul said, I put my body under. I am not letting comfort. I'm not letting the fact that the things that bothered me years ago. The reason some of us have not become the fullness of what God wants for us is not adversity. Sometimes it's extra comfort. It's when we have moved a little bit away from where we were before, but we are not where we should be. But we have left where we were before. We are in the middle of where we were before and where we are going to. But some level of comfort has kept us there. So if they say prayer, we'll pray now. We'll pray now. You know, this is America. You know, Jesus is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. I celebrate God. Amen for that. I celebrate God for you too. And I tell you this, what you are celebrating is too small. There are some of us, we need to be grateful, but what we are grateful for is too small. We can have more. God has more in store. I can tell you that for free. He has more in store. This is too small. This cannot be your rest. Don't be comfortable with this little. Let me tell you, mediocrity, another way for mediocrity is average. An average usually creeps in when people are comfortable. At least people are showing up in church now. Why should I be disturbing myself and be praying like if I want to die? What's going on now? Is it that I'm going to pray for the dead person or dead people? No. You have to stay in it. You have to put your body under. Because you see, comfort can be your enemy. It can stay, make you stop from going into the fullness of what God has for you. Why do people compromise? Why do people don't go all the way? Why is it that they are not all in? The crowd, there's a lot of noise. Get yourself away from noise. Let me give you some advice. As you are looking at 2023, find some time to be quiet. Get away from noise. Put off your phone. Take a day off. Look at 2022 and review the year. If you keep living your life the way you are living your life, back to back to back to back to back, it will not amount to anything. It will not amount to anything. Review your year. Is this the best? Is this the best way I can use my money? Is it best? Just find time to be quiet. Noise is dangerous. Noise is dangerous. The crowd, the social media crowd, the TV crowd, the show, the Netflix, all the kind of subscription that we have subscribed to. Many of us have subscribed to so many things, we don't even have any other small time to even develop ourselves. Every free space is a movie, is a series, is something, is, and the new one they are using to catch us now, reels. Hi. Or shorts. Is it not? Some people say, I just watch shorts. Hi. It's shorting things for you, bro.
short the things because it's very little, but you feel like I'm not doing so many. But you have been watching shorts for 2 hours. It's a full movie already. Shorts, reels, just be scrolling. Oh, it's just therapy for you know, to juggle my mind. The crowd, the noise, we need to temper it down. We need to take away the noise. We need to also deal with our comfort. We need to deal with comfort. Let me speak to people that are younger. Let me tell you the truth. It is okay. It is okay. Pain is not always evil. Mm-mm. Pain is not always evil. There is gain in pain. There is gain in pain. Yes, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, but work is not a curse of the law. There was work before there was the law. There was even work before there was the fall. So Adam had the job even though he had not sinned. So being hardworking is good. Pushing in the time is good. Staying up late is good. Doing the work is good. Even if you're a child of God, put in the work, my friend. All this, the favor of God. I have double portion. Because you have double portion, you are not going to do the work. Go and ask from David that talked about double portion in Psalm 23 and verse 5. He says, I anointed my head and my head runs over. My cup runs over. That guy that his cup ran over, my God. He was in the wilderness for how long? After they anointed him, do you know he didn't become king the next day? Many, many, many years. Many, many years. Maybe minimum of 13 years. Some people feel he was anointed at 17. He didn't get to be king till about 30. What was he doing? Walking. And when he became a king, he was walking. So ladies and gentlemen, you need to put in the work. Tell your flesh, settle down. Tell your flesh, settle down. One of our announcements that you should play here about School of Disciples. There was a typo in the pronunciation. Some people will pronounce it School of Discipline. But it's not really a typo eventually, because the School of Disciple is also the School of Discipline. If you are a disciple, you should be disciplined. Discipline with your flesh. You can't let everything have you. You can't let your phone have you. You have to talk to your phone. You have to talk to your flesh. You have to talk to yourself. There are some things nobody can tell you. Even the ones I'm telling you that is feeling like, what's wrong with Pastor E today? I've not told you enough. If you settle down with yourself, you yourself will tell yourself something harder than what I'm telling you this morning. But if you allow your flesh to rule you, the Bible says, they that are bodily ruled, they that are carnally minded. You can be born again and carnally minded. It says it's death. But they that are spirit ruled, they will have life and peace. So why do people compromise? The crowd, the comfort. Let me add one more. The past. Why is it that people don't go all the way in? Experience. Former things that have happened, whether it was good or was bad. Do you know that those people that Jesus told to fill the brim, to fill the water pot, I believe they would have been filling water pots before. Their experience does not tell them that when you fill water pot, you get wine from it. So the challenge of this present level is what happened in the past. Your past pain. There are so many people, the reason why you have not entered a good relationship is that the old and bad relationship that you were in is so much affecting the present life that you are living that a good relationship can't even come, because internally you have been battered and you have held it to yourself. But this morning, I decree and declare, every negative past that is holding people to the past, I break you from such in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, every past that is keeping your back to the ground and making you live in a place you shouldn't believe in, I decree and declare, it breaks me from you in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 15, the Bible says, if they were mindful of the country they came out of, they would have returned back. They had to forget the past. The people that didn't forget the past died in that past. And this was talking about the Exodus. That if they were mindful of the past, they will not go to the future. Let me tell you this. If God has the best ahead for you, you have to leave the best in the past, the worst in the past, the not so good in the past. You have to leave the past in the past. You have to look forward. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Paul was speaking. Paul says,
there is something I do. It's not only that I put my body under, I also know how to do something. Forgetting the things that are behind, I let the pains of yesterday, I forget it and I move on. Oh yes, I almost had an accident. Oh, okay, thank you Jesus. Then I keep on moving. Do you know some people who now just sit on there, I can't drive again, 911. And I don't have a problem. Don't let me get too insensitive. I know sometimes, you know, just the way you are wired. Yeah, if you can call 911, go ahead and do that. But what I'm saying is this: don't let what happened keep you down there. Yeah, don't let it keep you down there. It happened, then move forward. Somebody didn't show up, somebody was not there, then move forward. There are still some people that are still angry about something that happened 5 years ago. So was not there, my father was not there, my mother was not there. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people whose father and mother, they didn't even know them very well. Many of you know Reverend George here. The last parent he had died when he was about 13. How many things has people done by 13 years old? So at 13, he had to be father and mother for himself. And today, several people call him father and mother. Oh, well, father and mother, they call him father. Why? Because he didn't allow that. Because some people, they will now use that resume. I don't have a father. I don't have a mother. Okay. What do you want us to give you? Crying or give you a job? Because that's what some people, the first thing they will first tell you is the problem. If you know what happened to me, I lost the pregnancy. I have committed abortion. We're sorry about the past, but we got to move on. We have to forget the past, no matter how horrible it is. We have to forget the past, no matter how good it is. Do you know there are some people in America now? They left some countries. I remember when I used to be. You are not there now. That what you are remembering is how many years ago? The other day, my children were telling me about, they were asking me, "Dad, do I know how to play Minecraft?" I said, "No." He said, "But you worked in Microsoft." I said, "Since when now? Since when?" Even if I knew it there, I've forgotten now. 2008, this is 2022. Since when? You know, I can be going around and say, "We worked in Microsoft." Even the guy, that, Bill Gates himself, I'm sure somehow he has forgotten that he started Microsoft. That he's already moved on. But some of us are living in the past. And God is saying this morning, leave the past. Leave the past. Leave the past and forge ahead. We're going to close in a little bit. But let me drop these three things for you. For you to be aware of. For you to be all in. So that you will not live a life of compromise. If you will not live a life of compromise, what will you do? Number one, watch your company. If you won't live a life of compromise, watch your company. Those that are around you will eventually be who you look like. Watch your company. Watch your company. There are too many times people say they don't want to do what their company is doing or what their friends are doing. It's a lie. Deceive yourself. You are going to eventually turn out like your friends. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, "He that walks with the wise will be wise. A companion of fool, even if he was walking with the wise before and now he has changed to be walking with fools, he will be a fool too and he will be destroyed." Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 33. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Bible says, evil communication corrupts good manners. It corrupts good manners. You can't be friend with everybody. Me, I unfriend people on Facebook. I unfriend them on Instagram. If I see that what you are posting does not look like me, is it on my own feed? It's my own now. I cannot not let you now use my own feed to be disturbing and tormenting me. Come on, don't do that. And there are many people I don't respond to their text. Yes. I mean, text. It's my phone now. If I want to respond to the text, I will respond. But if I know that this will not edify me, if this will not help me, I'm not saying when I return text later, because sometimes I do return text later, so don't think no. It's just sometimes I just like to put the phone away. That's why I don't return. So don't it's not all that. If I return your if you are in this house and you are probably listening to me and you are not one of those people I'm talking about. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 that evil communication corrupts good manner. What does that mean? Watch your company. What accompanies you is part of your company. What do you need to do to live a life of no compromise? Number two, change the way you think. Change your mental picture. picture. If you don't change your mental picture, you cannot change your actual future. Your actual future will look like your mental future. The reason why many people are where they are is that they are still in that place in their mind. If you travel in your mind, if you can mentally go there, you will actually get there. But if you cannot get there in your mind, even God can't take you there. Imagine, God physically took some people away from Egypt. Look at what God did now. Mighty Red Sea. Massive miracle. But he could not take Egypt away from them. Egypt was inside them. Egypt was in their head. So much that the Egypt in their head took them away from the promised land, even though Pharaoh had died. The power of the mind. The power of the mind. There are some people that have left geographically someplace, but mentally they are still there. There are some of you, you are not in that relationship again, but mentally you are still there. You are not in that abusive environment again, but mentally you are still there. So what do you do? Change the way you are thinking. How do you change the way you are thinking? I was speaking in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and 2. It says, renew your mind. What does that mean? Reprogram your mind. Reprogram your mind. I program my mind, my brothers. I program my mind. I don't listen to every music. I don't hear everybody. I don't even listen to every news. Sometimes all these forwarded. When I see the capture, I'm like, this one, jackpot. Psh, go away. It's not going to edify me. Because Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 gives us a reference of how we should think. It says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are godly, whatsoever things are pure. He said, think on this thing. If it's not like that, don't think on it. Don't think on it. And that's why the Bible says we must be spiritual warriors in our mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing. Casting down imaginations. The reason why Sunday does not affect Monday to Saturday is this. Many people don't do anything with their mind. They come on Sunday, they receive something. What you receive on Sunday, you need to make sure you are replaying it on Monday to Saturday. I'm telling you, reprogram yourself. I listen to messages again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Again, this morning, you don't know how many things I've done before you saw me here this morning. Programming myself. It's not to prepare for sermon, no. Just my mind. I'm doing something to my mind. Because if I don't do something to my mind, the devil will do something to it. We are not unmindful of the devices of the enemy, lest he take advantage of us. How does the devil take advantage? Auto-suggestion in your mind. Sometimes when people talk about the devil, they think about the devil with so many complications. The devil is in some of those, they are thinking of complications. But the devil is closer than many people think he is. It comes into your mind. Remember the other time when somebody was talking to Jesus, Peter was telling Jesus, you will not do this, you will not do this. You know what Peter said? Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. It's Peter that was speaking. But Jesus knew that that's how the devil works. He will just suggest something to somebody and they will not be speaking to your mind and then affecting your emotion, doing something to your soul. And then you might say, it is true. I love these people so much. Why will I die for them? Why will I die and leave them alone? If you don't die, they will not become sons of God. You are the only begotten of the Father, so you must die. That was what was going on with Jesus. But what am I saying to you this morning? You are going to go all in if you change how you are thinking. If you will do anything positive to yourself in going into 2023, tell yourself, I want to change my thinking. It will not be a new year if you don't have a new thinking. Oh, if you have an old thinking, you will have a stinking new year. Because old thinking or stinking thinking will result to stinking living. But if you change your thinking and you begin to think scripture, you begin to think the word of God, you begin to think the things that God has for you, what will happen to you is that you will change the way you live. So how do I live a life of no compromise? I watch my company. I change the way I think. And I'm going to end this one. I change the way I use my mouth. I change the way I use my mouth. I change the way I use my mouth.
when we were introduced to God in Genesis chapter 1, the first thing we saw God doing was this. He was speaking. He was speaking. And he was speaking to a world, to a system that was bad. He was speaking to something that was not good. If the best of the year is still in the rest of the year, you will speak like it is there. You will not give in. You will not give up. There are many of us that throw in the towel too early. I'm telling you, somebody has told me, I prayed for 6 units building this December. I have held 2 green cards in my hand this December. Car this December. How many days have we spent in December? So don't think that we're just saying the rest of the year, the best of the year is just a catchphrase. No, it is true. God doesn't need 2022, the January to December, to do what he wants to do. He can do it in 6 days. The whole earth was 6 days. But what he did with that 6 day was that he was speaking. And God said, God did not say what he was saying. He was saying what he wanted to see. And God said, and God saw. So if you want to be all in, you change your company. You change the way you think. You change what you say. The Bible speaking in Proverbs 18:21. It says the power of life and death is in the tongue. What you say. And Reverend George was telling me the other day, he said, what you also eat. Because it's the power of the tongue. You know, because anything you use your mouth to do can keep you alive or keep you not alive. So sometimes some people have used their mouth to just eat themselves into the grave. You know, but I'm not really talking about food this morning. I'll come back for food very soon because January is coming. I'm going to fast. Amen to Jesus. Even December is coming too, still. End of the year, we are going to fast. But this morning, let's talk about the use of the mouth to speak. Don't let your mouth cause you to sin. That's what Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and 6 says. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and 6. Pull up that scripture for us. Please, can you stand up? I'll read that scripture while you're standing. All in. I'm going to go all the way. I'm not going to compromise. I will be for God completely. I will follow God all the way. And what will I do? I'll make sure that my life, I watch who I keep company with. In 2023, even starting now, I will edit my friends. I will not be friends with everybody. Anybody that is not going where I'm going, I'll excuse them. See you on the other side of success. But I'm going somewhere. You are not going there. I'll go there with people that are going with me. What other thing will I do? I will watch my thinking. I will now begin to think about what I'm thinking about. I will not just let my mind be thinking about anything. Something will be telling you, just die. You are just thinking about it and you just left it like that. You will attack it like, do you? Sometimes you will even talk. Did you pay for airtime to speak? Just talk. Sometimes in your car, a nonsense thought comes. You react and speak the word of God in line with the word of God because you are casting down imagination. Watch what you are thinking. And finally this morning, watch what you are saying. Look at this scripture. It says, so suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say before an angel, it was an error. Apparently, whenever we are speaking, there are angels there. You remember that Jacob saw the ladder that they were going up, they were coming down. That's the real transaction in the spirit realm that was shown to us. That means there is always a going up, there's a coming down. What are they taking up? This 2022 is sending bad. Oh, look at what I just got, this ticket from the government. I'm just broke. I will die. Come on, don't do that to yourself. Even in the face of bad things, if I see that my account is red, I will understand and I will say, well, if I read some Bible scriptures, I see the words of Jesus in red. So if my account is red, okay, it's reminding me of the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus cleanses all from all sin. So the blood can make white as snow. So blood of Jesus, make the red account white as snow. Don't let the devil build a castle on your head. Stop him with your mouth. Don't compromise. There are too many of us compromising. We are stopping midway. We are taking less.
We are stopping at average. You are not going to take average. I want you to speak to God this morning. Everybody in the house, go ahead and talk to God. Say, I will not stop. I will not take average. I will not take average. No, 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 no. I am all in. I'm going all the way. In the name of Jesus, God be glorified in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because of time, I can't make an altar call. But I want everybody to say this with me. I want you to put your hand on your chest. Say with me. Say, I'm all in. I refuse to compromise. Everything that God has for me, I will have it. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, the hold of average, the hold of compromise in my life is broken now in Jesus' name. If you believe, you say amen. Let's put our hands together.